T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions!
You're listening to the best of the Lions.
Oh, baby, how beautiful is that?
A weekly mix of 97.1, the Ticket's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
Brian Branch suspended. He will appeal.
I don't know how that's going to go. We all want him to go Monday night against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Is there a Brian Branch problem here? Are fans turning on him? As Tom put it, is there a pause on a contract extension? I'd extend the guy, even with the fines, even with the suspensions. I don't like that, but at the same time, he's such a valuable piece to this defense. It has not even entered my mind that I would pause on any contract talks or that it would swing the other way where I wouldn't want to extend him.
Yeah. And I mean, it's really going to come down to what is it that they can do internally to curb the decisions that he's making like this. And if it's like the Green Bay one, the double bird, right? That is an impulsive decision. But the reason that he was ejected was the hit. And all right, you could coach some things, you could try. And I didn't agree with the ejection at the time. I'm not really concerned about moments like that because that's going to happen. Like, it's an aggressive player. It's like, as we described, he's a dog on the field. There's going to be moments like that. And I want to make sure that I send the message to every receiver, I'm going to knock your head off. And even if he's in the area, it can affect the play because they know they're going to get leveled. But it's what happens in the impulsive decisions. It's the double bird. It's the hitting Juju Smith-Schuster. It's not being able to control those emotions, because what happens if it's a playoff game where, hey, stakes are high, emotions are high. You're playing Green Bay or, you know, you're playing a team like you just played in the Super Bowl where things are contentious.
Heated.
And then all of a sudden, hey, you do something like this after a play in the third quarter, they eject you and you're not available for the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl. Like, there needs to be some type of, I don't want to say intervention because I don't think that's necessarily the right term. There needs to be a course correction in the way that he reacts to situations.
Because he let Kansas City beat him twice. Kansas City beat the Lions, and now Branch is staring down.
He let one player beat him twice.
Yeah. So rather than just, hey, you lose to Kansas City and it sucks and you got stuff to clean up and we'll get right back to it. You got beat twice because now you're suspended. Again, pending appeal. But he did this to himself, and now his teammates got to play without him.
I mean, well, let's be realistic. How do you think that appeal is going to go?
They're going to go, are you serious, dude?
Yeah, hey, yeah, thanks for your concern and consideration, but no, you're still out.
How's that appeal?
That's my favorite. It used to be the Stoney tennis on the radio. To me, that's your best
I hope so. I didn't need some of these texts. This one, that's cut off. It says, Brian Branch playing aggressively is fine with me. However, he's ... dumb plays. He knows what he can do and what he can't do. Tear mark something, question mark. Sorry, Tom.
Don't you guys think Dan Campbell's comments about it afterwards speaks volumes about how he feels? Like, he does. They don't want... They want to have their grit. They want to have their edge. But they don't want to be the team that's got the target on their back in the league, you know?
No. Yeah.
This page that didn't get ripped up. Branch is a great football player. I'd love to have him on the team, but he's still young and needs to mature. This text says, Brian Branch is a great competitor, but he's been in too many of these dust-ups. We have to re-sign so many guys. We've signed Kirby long-term. Branch is becoming expendable. Another one says, give me 53 Brian Branches. I love the dude. No room for nice guys in the league. Chris in Livonia.
Yeah.
And Brian Branch is an old school, tough SOB playing in the modern era. They won't put up with it. He has to learn self-control.
That's the thing. He can play aggressive. And I don't want to take away any of his style of play while the play is going on. It's the reaction when it's done.
Don't fight people after the game. That's all we're asking for.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. No. John in Kalamazoo, good morning.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you. How you doing, John?
Good. So I just wanted to point out two parts of this thing. The first is everybody's talking about Brian Branch's reputation, but the other player in this altercation, Juju Smith-Schuster, got ran out of Pittsburgh because of his reputation. He's had a reputation longer than Brian Branch for instigating these kinds of things. And the other part of it is, you know, in the NBA, they always say the referee has to have that quick whistle to get control of the game so that stuff like this doesn't happen. Well, in that Kansas City game, somehow Kansas City played the most mistake-free game of football since the 70s.
Right.
And it's not unexpected that if the referees aren't going to control the game, stuff like this is going to happen with the players.
Right, but you can't. You can't let them win. You can't let them beat you twice.
Hey, the old rule is, and it's old rule, new rule, same rule, you're the one that hits first. You just don't hit back. And Juju followed that rule. And was it a penalty while the play was going on, the hit in the back? Absolutely. They didn't call it. I'm sorry, but it doesn't warrant you striking him after the play or after the game is over.
No, you're definitely right. It doesn't warrant it. But what I'm saying is when those kinds of hits are happening and the players see the referee isn't throwing the flag on the other team at all.
Well, and here's the one thing that we probably won't hear. Will Juju be hit with a fine for that hit on Brian Branch? Because some of the fines that Brian Branch has gotten, we haven't even heard about because they come... You know, you get that FedEx on Tuesday that says, hey, you had a hit against this receiver that wasn't called during the game, but we're fining for you for it anyway. Because they're not going to throw the flag post-mortem.
Correct. Well, I mean, you know, they will throw the flag post-touchdown, though.
Okay, you put that on a tee for the guy.
Yeah. Okay.
John, good stuff. Appreciate the phone call.
But so, I mean, again, this is a situation where during a play, you're the guy, you rarely get called for being the one that starts the fight. It's the guy that responds.
Mm-hmm.
This was Brian Branch's response.
He has a problem with, he's got to get the last say. And that can be a character flaw, I think, in today's society. It's like, hey, you've got to hit send the last time on something. Sometimes it's just better to walk away. Save it for another time.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. There's like two camps on this. There's a lot of people saying what we're saying, which is love the player.
Yeah.
Unacceptable. Kind of what Campbell said, like inexcusable. Got to get him out there. Can't have these kind of things happen. There's also people that have like rallied around this. Like, I got his back. Free Brian Branch. This ticket texture says it's exactly what the team is. Grit, villains. This is who we want to be.
No, it's not.
We want to be on the field.
Yeah.
And we don't want to be picking up stupid penalties in game either.
Yeah.
Branch is the dirtiest player in the league, leading with his helmet at knees, getting ejected for targeting. It's always something. He isn't mature enough to change, and he's a liability for the Lions.
Leading with his helmet at the knees. Wasn't it Kirby Joseph that's been blowing out knees?
That's the one that Stafford singled out.
That is an NFL rule issue.
Yeah, they can't hit high.
You can't hit high, so where am I going to go? When there's a big individual, like a tight end, running at a secondary individual, a safety, where am I going to go? If I can't tackle them high, I'm not going to go between the numbers because they're bigger and stronger. They're going to run through me. So where am I going to hit? I'm going to put my helmet right on his knee. And when I was cutting guys off backside, where would I put my helmet? I'd put it right on their kneecap because where did they go? Down.
He's getting angry.
That's the way it's done. Hey, I mean, I'm not going to call the guy out, although we did get a ticket texter that came for you. This guy says, hey, John, listening to you try to be so self-righteous is a joke.
Huh.
You're the type of guy who gets out of the shower to take a leak, I bet. Scott in Plymouth.
Oh, right down the drain.
You've been the target of a lot of angst this week.
Okay, so let's go back and watch, you know, I don't know, 150 games that I played in.
Oh, here we go.
Did I ever get caught retaliating? No. Was I the instigator on a couple? Yeah. Go watch the Michigan State game in 97. Who got ejected from the game? Not me. The guy I was playing against did, because he retaliated.
This is why Strahan said...
hates me.
Yes.
But it's also why I kind of respected him as a competitor, because I did for a decade needle that guy and do as much as I could to make him mad. But did he ever hit me after a play? No. Took a couple shots at me during a play. That's fine, because now I've taken you out of your game. Okay. That's what opponents are going to try to do to Brian Branch. They're going to try and get under his skin, just like Juju did.
Can I ask you a question? Did you ever say anything about his teeth to him?
Strahan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. The only guy that whistles while he talks.
Bravo.
I mean, it's incredible. Come on, it's right there in front of you. That's a grill you can't miss.
It's 97.1.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, and welcome to the Carson Anderson program. I am Doug Carson. That is Scott the Gator Anderson. Scott the Gator Anderson, how are you today?
Okay. It was a little sad yesterday that the passing of rock legend Ace Frehley, the guitar player for Kiss, back when Kiss meant something. He died at the age of 74, so that's kind of sad.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured that would be something you'd want to talk about, and we will get into it as the day goes on. You just heard the bulk of the NFL films. Let me be clear on this. That was the section that they tweeted out to promote their show, Turning Point. We have decisions to make every day about what we're going to talk about, what we're not going to talk about. We have decisions to make every day about, you know, okay, what does the audience want to hear? We had kind of put to bed the Kansas City game and what happened in the Kansas City game yesterday. Kang brought up something in the blitz thingy, and it led to a bit of a topic. People were sounding off on said topic, and then we're like, okay, it's time to move on, barring any new news. So the new news on Wednesday was Dan Campbell reiterated that the call came down from New York. He was told that the call came down from New York, even though the league denied that. Jared Goff, you know, when we asked him about it, I think he just echoed Campbell's comments. So that was news Wednesday, and we're like, okay, it's probably going to be put to bed. And then it came up yesterday in the blitz thingy. And so that was our choice, and that, you know, some people might have had it with the topic, and I get it. Then what happened with the NFL TV show Turning Point, it brings it back. And the NFL tweeted out, their show Turning Point is kind of a deep dive with their mic'd up players and mic'd up coaches into games. And they did the Turning Point. They focus on a couple of games, and one of them was Detroit and Kansas City. That clip you heard in the update was near the end of their breakdown of Detroit and Kansas City. And it definitely appeared to be trying to make Brian Branch look bad. And you heard him say the four things. It was a rough night for Brian Branch, and Lewis Riddick was reading the script. This is a league outlet that wrote a script and put out a video. Now, as far as I'm concerned, there's no problem with pointing out when a player had a rough night. However, they're examples. Burned by Kelsey's basketball move, okay? Branch comes up from a safety spot, what appears to be zone coverage. He may have outside leverage on this play, and he forces him back into Jack Campbell, and Campbell runs right by him.
It's hard for you to say. I know.
I know it is hard for me to admit that it might have been Jack Campbell.
But yeah, hey, upon replay, yeah. When they show the play, it's like it's clear that Jack Campbell's coming over from a linebacker position and over pursues the play, and Kelsey just goes back to his right and east-west up the field.
Yep. To free okay. Him. All right. You can call it burn, whatever. It's no big deal. Got showed up by Patrick Mahomes.
When Mahomes scored the touchdown.
Yeah, they caught the league's video partner, NFL Films, for Turning Point, called what Mahomes did to Brian Branch, showed up.
Would you call it something else, Doug?
Well, there's a word that is used when the rules are applied called taunting.
Oh.
Now, do I care about the taunts? I really don't. Do I think it's silly? I really do. However, the consistency throughout the league, there's an example of Puka Nacua flexing and pointing in the direction of a defender that got flagged.
Mm-hmm.
Was that last weekend? It was last weekend or was it 2 weeks ago, Kang? I can't remember. But it was a very similar play. Puka Nacua got flagged. Patrick Mahomes didn't. But the NFL, to point out what a rough night it was for Brian Branch, calls that showed up. Then he said he got juked by Xavier Worthy. Okay, fine.
Xavier Worthy freed himself from a tackle. I mean, Branch was wrapping him up, but he spun around and broke the tackle. It was a nice play by Worthy.
And took a shot from Juju Smith-Schuster.
Well, it took an illegal shot from Juju Smith-Schuster that was not called a penalty is how it should have been read, but that was not it.
So they're using two things that very well could have been flagged that probably crossed the line with the rules and use them as an example of Brian Branch's bad night. And I'm like, is this a smear campaign against Brian Branch?
In addition to that, they show the exchange after the game where Patrick Mahomes is trying to dab him up and Branch is not having any of that, right? as if that's another piece of evidence that shows that what a poor sport Brian Branch is, when there have been a number of occasions after a Kansas City loss that Patrick Mahomes will storm off the field and not dab up the other players. But we won't mention that because that's bad Patrick. We only talk about good Patrick.
Mm-hmm. Well, as we watch the whole thing, and Kang, we're very sensitive to trying not to be just homerism radio, even though we admit that we are homers. Like, we don't want to. Is this a big deal in just Detroit? And that's why we're kind of leaning into this one a little bit, because it's not a big deal in just Detroit. Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio, wrote about how dangerous it is that the NFL buzzed down, if they did buzz down to change a rule that they are not allowed to have them drop a flag, they're not allowed to. Florio wrote about this again yesterday afternoon.
Well, and obviously we're local.
Yep.
We're going to talk about it. Yep. But it's not just us. National TV and radio pundits have all talked about this, and specifically about the NFL buzzing down to the officials and getting them to change the call on a play that is not reviewable, mm-hmm. but got them to take the extra 74 seconds after the play and discuss it so you get the outcome that the NFL wanted. So it's not just us.
And, okay, so the Detroit fan in me, I watch this thing and I'm like, oh my God, this is such Chiefs propaganda. I was like, and then I step back and I go, what about the reporter in me thing? The reporter in me, or whatever we are, trying to be as professionally, like, to step back and be, look at it from a media standpoint. I can't believe in the current climate, with concerns about the league being pro-Chiefs, that they approved putting this out. That's one. Two is they took it down.
Well, that's the interesting part to me.
They took it down, and they took it down for a reason. What do you think that reason is?
I think the Lions, here's what I hope. I hope the Lions bitched about it vociferously. I hope that they pointed out all the flaws in what they were doing. I hope that they reminded them that it was the NFL that buzzed down to the officials on the field, because that's what they told Dan Campbell. That's what they told Jared Goff.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing you say now is going to change what they told them during the game. So just a reminder, we know what happened. And yes, we have commented on what happened, and we're not backing off that.
I'm flabbergasted that the NFL put this out there. And do I think they tried to make Brian Branch look bad?
I think that was
the point. Sure looks like it.
Yeah, it's one thing to do just a fluff piece on Kansas City. And those are easy enough to do. And they won the game.
And they're all too enthusiastic to do that.
Yes, they are. And the whole thing starts off with Taylor Swift. You know? Hey, it's another Taylor Swift game. But that's what they're doing, because they're riding the wave as much as they can when it comes to Kansas City, when it comes to the Taylor Swift effect, the Patrick Mahomes effect, because they know it can change like that. All mm-hmm. it takes is an injury, and then there goes the wave. So they're riding this as much as they can. I find it interesting that they took the angle to smear Brian Branch along the way. That I don't understand. Like, if you were going to just talk about how great Mahomes is, another piece of like that, okay, fair enough. Hook him. I got it. It's nauseating, but whatever. But when you decide consciously to go after a player on the opposite team and do it in such a way where you're framing it where the only way, if you didn't watch the game, to interpret what Brian Branch is to follow that narrative, that's incredibly unfair. It's reckless. And it's completely uncalled for. Which is why they pulled it, because it was.
248-539-9797. Kang, I want to get your take on it. We'll get to your phone calls and feedback, your ticket text. It is Carson Anderson. We are looking at another one of these stories that I thought was dead. I thought was over. And then I feel like the NFL made a really odd choice. They use that to promote it. The video's still up on Turning Point. It's their tweet that they took down. So you can see it for yourself if you want. It's on ESPN's website. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome one. Welcome all. Oh, man. What a blessed day. Oh, my goodness. Rico, how are you?
I know. You don't care. Let's go.
I'm not
stepping on that,
Rico. Woo! Let's just not get stepping right on that, Rico. Into it, shall we? Script writers, y'all. Oh, it's fun when you get to make fun of Nona and say she didn't take her pills and you're out of your mind. Oh, no. All the truth will set you free. I'd like to hearken back to this morning. Some great audio for you from our award-winning radio show, Mr. Jim Costa, who, by the way, is a fake Italian, and he can kiss my ass. He owes me an apology. Here's Dan Campbell. On what took place.
Okay.
Oh, no, Jim vilified me.
Oh, I was about to say, how did a fake Italian come in?
Oh, well, because he's fake. Okay. I mean, first of all, he's glow-in-the-dark white, so automatically you're not Italian.
He's from North Italy.
Yeah, it's called Switzerland. So the point I'm making is this. Jim vilified me, blamed me for the conspiracy theory calls, or as he says, the lizard people. And I said, Jim, you're either dumb or dishonest, and I know you're not dumb. I didn't say the Lions lost the game because of it, but I don't need assistance in losing. The script writers massage the game. It's the WWE. People need to learn the NFL's not an honest product. The NFL is wrestling. It's a made-for-TV product, and the script writers play favorites. Mm-hmm. So we're not deciding the Intercontinental champ, but we are massaging the results. Mm-hmm. The Lions got screwed on that opening touchdown. Full stop. I said it. I told you they broke protocol. That is not a reviewable play. New York is not to get involved on that.
It's a touchdown. Every touchdown. Every score is reviewed.
It is not a reviewable play for a penalty. It's not about the touchdown. The touchdown is, did the player cross the threshold of the goal line? Yes or no? So hold on, because you don't have to trust me. How about the voice you're about to hear who wants you to go for two on an Applebee's commercial? I give you Dan Campbell.
CJ Stroud?
Also, I give you Dan Campbell on what went down on this play and what he was told. Because remember, Craig Rolstad in the postgame just absolutely gave a different version of the truth. Take a listen to this. Lies. He lies. That is a lie. The league is caught in a lie.
The yep just said so much. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And again, Campbell said he was told by the league. That contradicts what the on-field official Craig Rolstad said. Lies. Okay. He lies. The scriptwriters are real. When will you believe?
Okay,
you flat earther. When will you believe?
Okay, you're the guy who always makes fun of me for everything. I feel like I need to bring you in some tinfoil to make a hat.
That's fine. That's
because,
fine.
Because I understand where you're coming from. It's the sole reason why I've often said referees should have to face the music as well.
Right, so they can lie to us?
No, at least because at a press conference, so they can be peppered with questions so that Dan Campbell doesn't have to answer all these questions. That doesn't make sense. Ref, make this make sense. So, and then that's when they would say, okay, we did.
Do you want to hear what Craig Rolstad said?
Sure.
Liar. There are a lot of
lies.
There are a lot of moving parts on the play. We had a quarterback go up to the line. He paused momentarily in the quarterback position. Didn't get under center, but he walked up, stopped like he was the quarterback. Then he went in motion. They threw the ball. Touchdown. If the quarterback assumes the quarterback position and then goes in motion, he has to stop for a second before they snap the ball. Because he gets out of the view of some officials, we had to piece it together as a crew. Guys, he then stopped initially, and whether he stopped when he went in motion. It was determined after a lengthy discussion, scriptwriters, that he stopped the quarterback position and went in motion. But when he does that, he has to stop when he gets in motion. Rolstad is then asked, so if he had come to a complete stop after going in motion, would it have been legal? That's correct. Question. My understanding is there was a minute and 14 seconds from the time the play ended until you dropped the flag for the penalty. Can you walk us through the discussion process? Quote, it's my job to see if the quarterback stopped. The down judge watches the player in motion. We had to communicate between him, my umpire, and my line judge on whether he initially stopped at the position, and then whether he stopped and he went in motion out of the view towards the left-hand side of the field. There was confusion in our discussion whether he had stopped initially or whether he had stopped at the end and what we were talking about. That's why the flag came in late. Question. What kind of help or assistance, if any, did you receive from the replay assistants in Kansas City or New York? Rolstad, we did not have assistance from Kansas City or New York. Lies! He lies! Script writers are real.
Okay, the funny thing is when I saw the play happen live, I was saying, huh, he didn't have to stop. Okay, I guess maybe it was because was he running backwards? Because if you're running backwards, you don't have to get that, set still for a second. The whole talking through and then the information that comes out later, it looks bad. Like, this is going to end up being the NFL's version of the Patrick Ewing cold card. Well, we'll never get them to actually admit what happened.
Yeah, but Dan Campbell's of integrity and truth. He told us.
Right, but I'm saying everybody knows about the cold card for the Patrick Ewing.
And everybody knows now. The scriptwriters are real, and a UTEP study shows that the NFL, and I have major admiration
for
University UTEP. Of Texas at El Paso.
Okay. Not even the real Texas.
Hear me. That is a high caliber. That is the jewel of West Texas.
Yeah, we talked about this.
The point I'm making, the league favors Kansas City. You fell victim to it. The scriptwriters are real, and Nona's back.
Except for, here's the thing about the UTEP thing. During that same time period, the Patriots won four Super Bowls Kansas City wasn't even that big of a
irrelevant.
Deal. Okay.
248.
And you actually had a team that cheated.
I just want to know from the people if they can take time from insulting me to admit I was right and the scriptwriters are real. That the NFL is not an honest product. It is absolutely just wrestling with helmets. They can manipulate, they can shape. So and they can outright decide, hello, Saints and Rams, they decided who was going to the Super Bowl. They absolutely are a dishonest, feckless group of billionaire losers. And the Lions got screwed on Sunday night.
So you're saying it's the NBA?
Yes!
Okay.
Phantom fall on Kareem! It's lies! E-lies! 248-539-9797. Hold, please. What do you two Beekmans have to say for yourself?
Well, I've always believed that there was favor for the Chiefs. It's been a lot of things going on their side for the last few years. And I question this one because it took 90 seconds to almost 2 minutes to sit there and make a decision. You never review for penalties. You always review for if the ball is over or not. That was already determined. So why are we reviewing for a penalty?
Why did Craig Rolstad lie? Dan Campbell wouldn't lie to me.
Correct.
He wants me to go for two at Applebee's. He wouldn't lie.
Okay.
Craig Rolstad lied. The officials lied. The league lied.
Now, on that point, I have no say-so for that. But, David, I told you yesterday, and Mike, I'll tell you.
Yes.
With your Eli's.
Yes.
I've seen plenty of times, play happens, referees come together.
Immediately, though, they did not come together immediately.
Can I finish?
No, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. Black community in strife.
Jeez. Oh, well, you know, hey, David is apparently he's blacker than me because he does BET reads now. Didn't know if you knew that or not.
David's pimping 106 in Park?
106 in sports. Yes.
Wow. All right.
They get together and they say, okay, was this intentional grounding or was the quarterback behind the line? Wait, yeah, I think he was. And then you see the flag come out.
But that doesn't allow for New York to review it.
No,
that
no,
was
no,
a
no, no.
break
Mike,
of
Mike.
That was a breach.
Now for that, I got nothing for that.
You do. It's the script writers.
If that's the truth, then that's going to look bad and they'll never admit it. And as I say, it'll go down in history like the NBA with the cold car for New York. So they can get Patrick Ewing.
Look, I just want to know where people are at with this because you're either forced to believe your coach is lying or the NFL's lying. And I know which one I'm at. Dan Campbell might be a lot of things. A liar ain't one of them. He's one of the most honest coaches in the league. He's probably going to get fined for answering that question, by the way.
I can definitely. I mean, Dan Campbell didn't want to answer the question, but
lies.
He knew I had.
Yes.
And that was it. Like, oh, God.
And the whole point is this. Do not call up with this dishonest gaslighting nonsense. I am not saying you lost the game because of the singular play. That is never what I have advocated.
Hold on. I need you to repeat that. Because, what you have now done is open the floodgates for all of these calls.
That's
and
fine.
You will take them.
I will take them because these are my people.
They are.
Because they see it clearly.
Okay.
Not the world the way they want it to be, but the way that it is.
Okay.
Unfair, uncompromising, and unjust.
Boy, you just shot out a cannon.
Because I knew I was right, and then I got proven right. And it's no different than those hillbilly-ass Spartan fans who attacked me last week. Well, who's right now? Well, Nona shaved her ass, so you got something smooth to kiss today. Let's go. David, be ready.
Lies.
He lies. Who's lying, people? 248-539-9797. We got a ton of college football later.
Joining us on the line, Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Make sure to check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Ross, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing all right. It's good to talk to you again. And let's start off with what you saw Sunday night. Were you surprised, like we were, that it felt like the Lions just never found a rhythm and basically laid an egg on Sunday night? Were you surprised at their performance?
Well, I guess I felt pretty good about them through the first half. I mean, I think... You know, obviously that Goff touchdown where they call it a motion penalty or whatever, and I mean, we could have a whole conversation about the dynamics of how the officials decided to make that change. Because I know Dan Campbell said he was told one thing, and obviously Rolstad after the game said something different. But I will say that's a major bummer. If you're the Lions and you come up with a really cool, unique play like that, you got to make sure you cross all the T's, dot all the I's, because you're only going to run that once, and it's got to count. I mean, it's got to be a touchdown if you're going to do something like that. But I thought they were moving the ball in the first half. I just think, you know, I thought their defense might struggle against the Chiefs offensively with the Chiefs the way they're playing right now. And I was a little disappointed that they weren't able to keep the pace in the second half. I think that's probably the thing that surprised me. I thought the Lions offensively would kind of be able to go blow for blow with the Chiefs. And it was almost like tennis, and they in the second half they stopped holding serve.
We talked to Dan yesterday, and he clearly stated an official told him New York buzzed down. The NFL denies it. They stick with the pool reporter. Does the NFL have a credibility issue here?
You know, that is a tough one. That is a very tough one, Jim. I think that there are certain times when the officials gather and they say after further discussion that I think are probably, you know, open to interpretation for people. You know, I'm not in the business of saying that Craig Rolstad was lying. I'm also not in the business of saying that Dan Campbell was lying.
Somebody was lying. You know?
You know? You know, the only thing the one thing I do think is interesting, there is kind of a middle ground there in terms of the, you know, the replay official that's actually in the stadium. I think people lose sight of that. There's New York. There's the replay officials in the stadium, and there is obviously the officials on the field. Now, you know, if the one official said to Dan Campbell it was New York, maybe he thought it was New York and it wasn't. Maybe he didn't realize that that's not a situation where New York's supposed to get involved, and he said that to Dan and he shouldn't have. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities there. There's a lot of options, and I would say good luck trying to find the right answer. That would be like, you know, the Zapruder film, trying to figure out exactly what really happened or did not happen in that situation.
Ross, those are possibilities. It's also a possibility that New York did weigh in against the rules and the NFL put their finger on the scale. That's also possible.
That is a possibility, and there are certainly – look, there's a lot of people in Detroit that feel that way, and there are certainly people that have felt – that seems like the case in other primetime games or playoff games.
Well, especially when it comes to the Chiefs.
Games. What's that?
Especially when it comes to the Chiefs. It feels like they always get the benefit of the doubt. They get the call from New York. And I don't want to waste our time going back and forth on this because, I mean, obviously we do believe that the NFL has a credibility issue, but let's talk about this matchup this weekend in regards to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Is there a quarterback that's playing at a better level right now than Baker Mayfield?
No, there's not. And I don't know how much you guys have watched him. He's just so entertaining. I mean, he's like definitely top 10, one of my five favorite players to watch. I just love the sport, and I love people that are giving it everything they have, and you can see that. And a lot of times you can't see that from quarterbacks, but Baker, first of all, I said this last week on Sunday on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL. I don't know how many of these you guys have seen. He's either the best, worst scrambler or the worst, best scrambler I've ever seen. I mean, at least four times this year, he has been dead to rights, multiple guys, and he somehow breaks a tackle or squeezes out of there and runs for a big gain. And guys, this is not Lamar Jackson we're talking about. This is not Jaden Daniels. He's not fast. He's not overly athletic. I don't really know how he's doing it, but he somehow does it seemingly every game for a game-changing, game-breaking play.
There's no denying what Tampa's done this year, right? 5-1, fourth-quarter comeback, game-winning drives. They're having a great year, and now we get a great matchup Monday night when they face the Lions. We're talking to Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. So tell us how these two teams match up.
Well, it's a crazy interesting matchup, especially when you consider the guys that won't play for both teams. You know, with this Brian Branch suspension, I actually, you know, Branch might be a top 20 favorite player for me. I love the way that guy plays football. He plays for keeps. And was it a smart thing to do that to Juju after the game? Absolutely not. John knows the way I played and like to play. I like that Branch has that chip on his shoulder. I like that he's trying to hit everything that moves. But they're going to really miss him in this game. The flip side is the most impressive thing, Jim, about the Bucs is that they're 5-1 with all the guys they've been missing. Mm-hmm. They didn't have worse for a while. They moved their center to left tackle, and then they moved their left guard to center, put a different guy in at left guard. Their right guard's out for the year. Their right tackle's out. And we don't even know. There's three star receivers, Mike Evans, Emeka Abuka, Chris Godwin. We don't know if any of those guys are playing Monday night. I mean, it's one of the craziest things I've seen that they're 5-1 with this many injuries. What they're really doing is making it so that every other team in the NFL has no excuse. Like, there's no excuse to say, oh, we're missing this guy, we're missing that guy. The Bucs are missing a lot of guys, and they're still 5-1. It feels like a game where there's going to be a lot of points. It feels like it's going to be a back and forth, kind of similar to, you know, Sunday night for the Lions against the Chiefs. The Lions have to hold serve. I don't know if they're going to be able to slow down the Bucs. Maybe they can with all these injuries that the Bucs have offensively, but nobody's really been able to. I think it's incumbent on Jared Goff and company to score almost every time they have the ball. It feels like 31-30, you know, 31-27, something like that.
And so in having said that, the one thing that we know about Tampa is that's the side of the ball where they haven't had a lot of injuries. And they've always been a good defense, but this year it feels like the defense has slipped. Now you look at the Niners game and you could say, okay, well, that's where they've started to perform. But before that, is there any concern that Baker's having to go through these heroics simply because the defense for Tampa has not performed as expected?
Yes, there's a lot of truth to that. I mean, there's no question, and I'm not exactly sure why that's been the case. You know, for the Bucs, they don't have McCollum, their corner, who they really like, so Vildor's been in there. But I am a little surprised that the Bucs defense hasn't played better. But, you know, they were better against the 49ers, as you referenced. And so sometimes it just takes these teams a little bit of time to settle in a little bit. We'll see if that's the case. Hopefully for the Lions, it's not.
We've been focusing on the matchup in the NFC, right? I mean, the winner of that game could claim, hey, we're the best in the NFC, maybe the NFL. Who's the best team in the AFC?
Well, that's a funny question because, you know, I do my power rankings every Tuesday on the Ross Tucker podcast. I have the Colts as the number one team in the NFL. And I know people say, oh, my gosh, come on, Ross. It's six games now, guys. That's 40% of the season. I'm going by what I see this year. They have totally annihilated three teams. Are those teams good? No, but it's not easy to blow teams out in the NFL. Then they found a way to win a couple other games that were close late. Their only loss was at the Rams when A.D. Mitchell did that thing where he dropped the ball at the goal line and it was a touchback. I mean, they could very easily be undefeated. So I'm still saying the Colts. But my Even Money Betting podcast, which is really popular, my co-host, he says it's the Chiefs. He said, I don't care that they're 3-3. He's starting to see some underlying metrics, yards per play, the way they beat the Lions. He thinks the Chiefs are not only the best team in the AFC, he thinks they're the best team in the NFL now.
All right, they're getting Rice back. I suppose there's an argument. What was that, John?
Tuck, we only got 30 seconds. So of the teams with four or more wins in the AFC, you got New England, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, Jacksonville, Denver, and L.A. Which one of those teams is the biggest fraud?
I'll say the Jaguars. I'm not buying the Jaguars yet. I mean, they were winning with all kinds of crazy turnover fortune. I'm not ready to go there with the Jags.
Good answer. He's Ross Tucker. You can hear more of him. He has that podcast, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Ross, good stuff.
All right, see you guys.
Thanks, bud.
Ticket Textures did pick up on the fact that Kendall Vildor is playing for Tampa Bay, and that excites Lions fans tremendously.
See if you can hit his face mask.
God, it's 97-1.
Don't keep that to yourself.
Couldn't believe it. Anyway, Karsh and Anderson, 97-1 the ticket. Doug Karsh, that is Scott Anderson. So, our guy Prisco, your boy Prisco Gator.
Sweet Pete.
Yeah, your boy Prisco. He is one of the things that Pete Prisco of CBS Sports does. He gets his picks for the coming weekend in early. And I think he does them on Wednesday. We didn't do it yesterday. Here is his pick for Lions and Buccaneers. Gator, this is your boy Prisco. This is a big game in terms of NFC dominance. Both teams have a lot of injury issues, yet they have fought through them. The Bucs are the top seed right now in the NFC because of Baker Mayfield. With Jared Goff also rolling up big numbers, this has the look of a game with a lot of points. I see the Lions winning a close one. Lions 35, Buccaneers 34. And thus is the first time I've ever seen our boy Prisco, your boy Prisco, pick the Lions. It's not true, but... So your guy's coming around.
And you and I feel pretty chesty about this one.
I actually do. I think this is going to be one of those, oh, that's right, everything's going to be okay kind of games, which happens every time they lose. It's clearly they're eventually going to lose two in a row. And even if they do lose two in a row, I don't think the season's over. Losing back-to-back games to Kansas City and Tampa, would suck in the moment, and it would be crank up the sense of urgency moving forward. But the one thing I've discovered, if you go into the season, there's a really weird reaction. If you go into the season, you go, what do you think the Lions record's going to be? Oh, 12-5, 11-6. I think they're going to go 10-7. I think they're going to go 13-4. If you make a pick like that, but then when they lose a game, you freak out. How did you think they were going to get to 11-6 without losing any games? You know, you got to lose a game to get there. So unless you think your team is going undefeated, and if you really believe that you have the talent on the roster, there's no way we should lose a game, then freak out after every loss.
Well,
but
sure.
I feel like people will set an expectation, a reasonable expectation at the beginning of the year. But then when they lose a game, people will freak out.
So it's a 5.5-point spread right now. The Lions are favored by 5.5. The over-under is set at 52.5. Both teams have been scoring lots of points lately.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of interesting to look at that.
If you look at the Lions roster coming into the year, and Vegas, didn't Vegas have them at 10.5 wins?
I think that was 12.
Okay, so you're looking to round that up to 11. Just be optimistic. So it was a reasonable expectation going into this year, given the schedule and the roster, that they were going to go 11-6. And even if you're super optimistic, 12-5, that means along the way, you got to lose five games. Now,
that's right.
You know, is this one of the more losable games? I suppose it is, but... I mean, Tampa's, I think we're dealing with how authentically good is Tampa? I mean, Bucky Irving looks great. Baker looks fantastic.
Well, but Bucky Irving is averaging less than 4 yards a carry.
He looks like an explosive back to me. In games I watched, I feel like Bucky Irving. Well, how about receiving? What do you got him in receiving since you got the stats in front of you?
Well, I have to click on that and then click on this. Receiving, he has 19 receptions on 19 targets for 193 yards. That's big for running back to average 10 yards a reception. That's big.
He's a weapon.
But it's 3.3 per carry.
Yeah, interesting. I would have thought it was better than that.
So, I mean, it's but there it is. It's the screen game. The screen game is big. So here's, you start to piece some things together.
Okay.
19 for 19 targeting Bucky Irving. But he's only completed 66% of his passes Baker Mayfield has on the season. worry about the short stuff.
Yeah.
Because, and that's where he's had to go because the receivers haven't been healthy all season long. He's had some guys healthy at different times, but this week it looks like it could be really rough for him with receivers. It's the short stuff. Watch out for the tight end. Watch out for the running backs out of the backfield.
I feel like the football gods might be doing us a bit of a solid to have a team with banged up receivers coming our way, given our secondary, you know, here in Detroit. What we got going on in the secondary here in Detroit with guys either hurt or suspended. It's going to, you know, I mean, Mike Evans might come back this week, which would be maybe the football gods aren't doing us a solid, but you know, we're due a little break in that regard where our weakness because of injury aligns with somebody else's weakness because of injury.
So the running backs, this is interesting. So 19 to Bucky Irving, he's thrown 16 passes to Rashad White, the other running back, and he's completed 15 of those.
Yep.
So you're looking at 35 passes. That's 34 out of 35 passes that he has completed. That's an incredibly high percentage. But it's to the running backs. To everybody else, it's a different story. So, look out for the short pass, and maybe that's. I just gave Dan Campbell the game plan. There you go. You're welcome.
You're that SMRT.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just stop it.
Just stop their offense.
Just stop their offense. And Rashad.
Hell of a game plan you got there, Gator.
Thank you. And Rashad White is averaging 4 yards a carry. So they split the carries up pretty evenly between those two running backs. So it's the short stuff.
Now, just a reminder, this is part of a Monday night doubleheader. So it is a 7 p.m. or 7:10 kickoff, I think, for this one's Lions and Buccaneers coming up on Monday night. As far as Baker, look, you just try and hit him. He's jumping around back there, joysticking his way around his own backfield.
I'm sorry, what?
Letting it fly, going from spot to spot. He's so impressive, but it's his ability to improvise that's really been impressive.
And Bucky Irving is actually doubtful for this game with a shoulder injury at this point.
Let's go. Let's get some breaks here.
Chris Godwin Jr., doubtful.
What does it say about Evans?
Questionable. Evans and Abuka are both questionable.
I mean, Abuka could be rookie of the year.
He's really good.
Yep.
But we knew that.
We did see it, did we not?
Yeah.
Do you think Detroiters are chesty about this game? Because I feel like it's scary that we're both chesty about a game where there's a 6-1 opponent.
I think most of Detroiters are going to be chesty about this. I'm not sure if everybody's buying into the Tampa hype.
Okay. They don't think they're authentically that good.
Right. A couple of years ago when Lions first made the playoffs, when they beat Tampa in the playoffs, they also beat them during the regular season that year. And then last year, Tampa beat the Lions at home here in Detroit. I think Tampa's a good football team. Don't get me wrong. I just think the Lions are ready to ring the bell. And they're ready to go for it again, score in the high 30s, and just take care of business.
It kind of feels like Jack Fox, your services won't be needed kind of game.
Hopefully.
Yep.
Hopefully. We'll see. It looks like Taylor Decker could return. Everybody's thinking that he's going to return to practice tomorrow, which would be welcomed addition to this team to get him back. We'll see how healthy they really are over the next couple of days. Keep in mind that Sunday is still, that's another day. That's a walkthrough day. We talked to Jared Goff about it, and it's, you know, it gives them another opportunity, an extra day to get healthy before the game on Monday night. So I think this is a good opportunity for the Lions to see some new see some welcome faces back on the team.
So if I'm going to be like, think of, all right, if somebody was mining for criticism of the Lions, and we know that there's that exists out there, the criticism is the two best teams they played, Green Bay and Kansas City, they've averaged 15 points a game.
Well, are those the two best teams they've played? Nobody want, we forget about Baltimore already?
They're 1-5.
Do you think people really think Baltimore is a bad team, though? Well, again, the record is what the record is. They are banged up,
and the injuries, it felt like they started to compound in the Detroit game when they had guys out. But, I mean, that could be the retort. But if somebody says, hey, look at the two good teams they've played this year. 15 points a game.
Hook them.
Kang, what would you say to that criticism?
Hook him.
So you don't think it's that big a deal?
No, I don't think it is.
Okay. So this is a chance to prove otherwise, though, right? Because you've got a Tampa team that is 5-1, and you beat Tampa, and your offense looks like your offense does. That criticism go away?
No, I think absolutely. Look, Tampa's 5-1. There are two teams in the National Football League that are 5-1, Tampa and Indianapolis. And you could look at Tampa and say, well, they're in a bad division. Okay, fair enough, but they are playing good football. And Baker Mayfield is absolutely resurrected his career in Tampa Bay. They are offensively, they are talented when they're healthy. The question is, how healthy are they going to be? Now, if you're going to tell me that Baker Mayfield's going to have a Buka and Mike Evans to throw to, they've got some guys to go to, particularly when the Lions' secondary is as banged up as it is. Now, I'm giving you reasons why the Tampa's a good team. That all being said, I still think this is it's a gut feeling, right?
Yep.
I feel like the Lions are gonna have an opportunity to really light things up offensively. I think they're pissed about what happened last week. I don't buy into the statistics when it comes to the probability. Hey, this team hasn't lost back-to-back games since blank. I don't care about that as much. I think it's just circumstantial in a lot of cases.
Because you're good. When you're good, you don't lose. Yeah, you don't lose a lot. So hence,
exactly. Yeah. And it depends who you're playing and when you're playing them and all that. I think this team is really pissed about what happened in Kansas City.
Yeah, I know. I think that you're right about that.
They want the opportunity to get back out there on the field and let everybody know that's not who we are. We're a team that finishes drives. Like if I were to bet on something, I might bet on the Lions on the opening drive touchdown because they are going to finish when they couldn't finish last week.
I want to see if I can get odds on Jack Fox over under 0.5 punt. We'll talk some NFL next. Carson Anderson, 97.1.
97.1 the ticket.
Come on, Jeff.
All right, TJ Lang in the house. TJ, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing? Good to see you. Everybody in a good mood?
Oh, yeah.
Good Friday?
I think so.
Rico, you okay over there?
I am, man. I just said I'm more confident Lions are going to get a victory than I am that Indiana football will get a victory. That's how confident I am.
Do you think the NFL is going to be like, we kind of owe the Lions?
Yes, that's exactly what he thinks. Do you buy that?
They're showing up to the house with flowers and candy. Sorry we got caught. Hey, you know we love you, right?
I'll tell you what was wild was when – I had about 5 texts yesterday about the video that
the branch video, on, the hit piece
that came out on NFL Films, and I'm like, "There's no way this is real." I mean, like my mom will text me videos. My mom will text me something. I'm like, "Mom, come on, that's clearly fake. Like, that's AI. That's not real. Nobody would have said that." And when it was confirmed that it was a legit video, I was like, "This is insane to me. Like they're basically."
They admit it.
Rubbing the Lion's nose in it. Like, yeah, we let Patrick Mahomes taunt on you and let Brian Branch get hit in the back and, you know, he's being a little baby about it and kind of rub their nose
and
in it.
And it was Louis Riddick, too.
Yeah, and that's what I was wild, man.
Until Davis sent me that, TJ, I was like, Dave, I think this may be AI.
I said the same exact
David,
thing.
David, did I not say?
There's no way they put
I
that
I don't
out.
Want to go on air with this because this may not be real. And yeah, I don't
yeah,
want
you don't
want to
get duped. Yeah.
And sure enough, no.
When it got confirmed for me from several people that I trust, it was like, that is a wow factor.
Do you believe their apology? Did you read it? The fact that they're like, well, you know.
I didn't see an apology.
They did. They had a statement, and Louis Riddick apparently goes there every Monday and talks to them, and they make like 9 or 10 minute videos. But then for some reason, they decided to make a 2 minute vignette of Brian Branch and put it on social media. So they said, as a whole video that was 9-10 minutes about the game, didn't look that bad. But when you focus on the Branch part and you post it that by itself on social media, it looked really negative towards Branch. So we took it down.
Oh, yeah, of course it did. Like, and look, if you're going to say, hey,
you know, great route by this guy. But instead, they made it a point to.
Right, he got owned.
Oh, look, he got owned. Oh, look, and Patrick Mahomes is going to flex on him and point in his way.
Right, it's like,
yeah, you're my little bitch.
He got toasted.
Like, it's kind of like the way they put it out was like, whoa, that's. If you, you want to highlight something that the Chiefs do, that's fine. But the whole that whole video was like, no, we're just going to point out every negative, every bad thing that you did. And look, oh, Travis Kelce juked you out of your shoes, you little baby. Like it was,
TJ,
it was very, very. Like, I thought it was fake. I thought it was fake.
It looks like when we're recording things and we have fun in the recording booth, and you'll just say something knowing it's never going to make air.
Right.
That's what this seemed like.
That's
like,
dangerous, yeah, by the way. Did. I would not advise that.
It did. And I thought that, you know, even looking back to last week and people talking about that, I agree with Amon-Ra. He did a podcast at some point this week that said, like, look, the refs didn't cost us the game. We all feel that way. But when you watch that game, and Rico, remember last Friday being in here, it's like, this just feels like a very predictable game. This feels like a very, you're going to have to play really good football, not mm-hmm. make mistakes, because you know the refs aren't going to give you any help. And
yeah.
And that's the way that it felt. And bottom line is, the Lions didn't play good enough to win that game. But I think that you being one of the guys, along with Costa, were like, oh, come on, there's no, you know, they're not trying to favor any team.
But he believes
I think for guys like you, it'd be hard to say, like, yeah, okay, they did call down. New York called down and changed a call.
Yeah, TJ, on a touchdown when play, Dan Campbell,
it helped another team.
He reluctantly admitted it.
Do you think
it,
Dan Campbell's lying?
No, no, that's what I'm saying. Exactly. When Dan Campbell, the man's man, comes out and he, you could tell he was almost like, don't ask me, don't ask me, don't like, ask me.
His last, please, his last, his last answer when he was
yeah.
like,
yeah.
Yeah. He knew what was coming.
He knew. Yeah.
He knew that yeah, he just but opened look, it up.
When that happened, then and that's but, it looked bad. Yeah. And then the fact that ESPN, their beat writers, NFL Network, they are avoiding this topic.
That's right. Oh, nobody's talking about it.
I know more about everything that's going on with the New York Giants than I know what's happening
yeah.
here.
Yeah,
I'll know more about Shedeur Sanders than I know what happened yeah. here. They're going out of their way. And that's when I'm like, okay, it's the quiet part. It's the part that's not being said that leads me to believe, man, this is a real conspiracy.
Well, and here's the thing that I have is, if that's a 1 o'clock game, let's say Lions are playing the Browns, that's a 1 o'clock game. Does that happen?
No.
No way.
No.
No way, right? Like, that's a Sunday night primetime game. What I think happened, and I'm not trying to cause more, you know, conspiracies or people to get pissed off about it. But what I think happened is Dan Campbell told us two years ago now when they played Dallas, when they had that 2-point conversion, hey, we went over it with the officials before the game. We talked about this. We're going to go through this procedure. This guy's going to report. Right? Like, we remember that from a couple years ago. I think what happened this past game is that they did the same exact thing. And this is just my theory. I don't know any facts on this. But I think they had a discussion before the game saying, hey, if we get a 2-point conversion or a 4th-and-1, we're down by the goal line, this is going to be a play that we're going to run. So what do we need to do to make it legal? And I think that they were on the same page. I think the Lions took that as a way to say, okay, as long as we get up and we don't put our hands under center – and we run the play, like, we're going to be good. And I think at that time, the refs looked at that play happening live and were like, yep, that's what we told them they could do. 75 seconds goes by, and it's like, oh, hold on a minute, right? Like, somebody had to have called down. You're never going to convince me that somebody
did. On the flip
you could see Dan Campbell. So there's either one of two things that happened.
The judge went running in as soon as it happened.
Okay.
And he did. Well,
it doesn't take that long, though. It doesn't take that long. And Rico, I know you've made this point throughout the week that, like, hey, intentional grounding, the referees get together. It's normally decided in 15, 20 seconds. When over a minute goes by, that's where it's got to be from somewhere else, right? Like, if you throw a flag right away and you're like, hey, let's talk about it, let's convene, that's fine. That happens all the time.
Yeah, if they just would have thrown a flag,
if
we're not talking about
a flag
this.
Right away.
Yeah, but yeah. There was
we talked about it pregame, but you did something that, you know, we said you just couldn't get that close. Maybe you had to be
six inches behind the center. I thought the fact that Goff didn't stop and get set,
Because I was like,
which is weird. I think the Lions did everything that the referees told them they could do to make it a legal play. Before, when they talk about that play before the game, I think the Lions did everything that they thought that was legal. And I think when that play happened, the referees agreed because nobody threw a flag. Nobody was convening. Nobody was like, oh, let's talk. Like, it took over a minute for those guys to throw a flag. And normally that proceed, like, yes, I agree that there's calls where sometimes the referees will convene real quick. We'll talk about it for 15, 20 seconds, and then they'll talk about it. When it gets to like 75, 80 seconds, it's like, okay, that's clearly not coming from you guys. It doesn't take that long to discuss that. So, yes, do I think that in the rule book, did they break a rule? Like, maybe, but I think the Lions thought they were doing everything that the referees told them that they could do. So you're never going to convince me that New York didn't call down. I agree with Dan. I agree with Jared Goff. Those guys said, you know, yeah, they clearly intervened where they shouldn't have and, you know, benefited a certain team. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that that was the reason why they lost. We'll get into that more. But, yeah, that was It was weird. It was weird.
TJ Lang in the house.
And I have a critical question.
Yeah, critical question.
It's an actual real question.
It's a real question.
Have I repeated myself on the sideline? It's not going to be one of those. Right?
I don't care if you did or not.
Valeni's not here.
Do you have like a bet? Never mind.
This is a real one.
97 on the ticket.
Rieger, come on.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.